This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got a different question for you to start this show off. And 888-957-9570 is the number. And I think this is the way I want to ask it. Why doesn't Kyle Shanahan get more slack? Why doesn't Kyle Shanahan get more slack? If I acknowledge that this year sucks so far, if I acknowledge that, and I acknowledge that he's not Andy Reid, I'll give you that one too. And I'll acknowledge that somewhere someone called him a genius to you one time in a dream, and it bothers you. If I acknowledge that, if I acknowledge that the red zone efficiency is down and damn it, it shouldn't be. If I acknowledge all of that, can I not still make the point that Kyle Shanahan deserves a little bit more patience?
You could make that point.
Than I feel he's getting.
Right, and I do think that the majority of fans are with you, and I think that it's okay. A small portion of the fan base that is either fire Kyle, or Kyle's a choker, or Kyle stinks. I think that that is less than a fourth. It might be less than a fifth. I think that that's a small sliver of the pie, and those people, and you can call us and speak for yourself at 888-957-9570, I would bet that the majority of those people will talk about arrogance, perceived arrogance, because arrogance is only something that you can perceive.
I guess.
However you feel about your own arrogance and my own arrogance, people would either perceive that as greater than I think or lesser than I think. Arrogance is something that's perceived. It's a fair, nebulous, intangible thing.
That's fair. What if I told you that they're like, because I don't know Kyle. Do you know Kyle?
No, never talked to him.
Okay. I've talked to him over the
years. Never in person, yeah.
Yeah, like I've talked to him, but I don't claim to know him.
No.
I would, thank you. I would say that I know at least a couple people with the 49ers that would describe it this way. Yeah, he's a little arrogant.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, and I would come back and say, in that job, you have to be arrogant. So you're asking a guy to command a room with 53, 46, 90, whatever the number is when he has to command it. He has to step into a room of absolute alpha males.
Yes.
Like ferocious human beings who have been successful at every level.
Yes.
He's got to step into that fray and he has to command it. So you can't. Hey guys, how you doing? Kyle, and I'm just happy to be here.
Well, the rest of it.
So arrogance comes with the job.
There's a number.
Is my point.
I think it's a very good point. I mean, it's funny to me. Oh, he's arrogant. We should hire Belichick. Squeeze me.
Right.
That's not arrogant. And I know what. Well, you get to be arrogant and smug, like that Steve Kerr guy.
Sure. When you win
a ring.
Yes.
Or two or three or four or whatever. Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fair. It's not like there isn't more than one way to eat a Reese's, though. Tony Dungy won a Super Bowl as a head coach. Not arrogant. Like, won't even swear.
Well, I mean, I don't know how arrogant he is.
I don't know him either.
Right.
I don't know
Andy
him either.
Andy Reid's a great example, too. Because we look at Andy.
He's Santa Claus.
He seems like Wilford Brimley. Right. Rest in peace. Just like the aw shucks, mustachioed, heavy set walrus, cuckoo ca-choo. Like, is Andy not arrogant because we don't see him out there like Sean McVay? We all think he's arrogant because he's like tight shirts and I'm going to run to the end zone and I'm going to high five you and I'm the man.
Well, he's got frosted tips and he runs on it. Grandy, do you know who Wilford Brimley is when Dibbs says
no
that?
Chance.
Do you know who that is?
Like the big mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Quaker Oats guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recognize him.
He is an old soul. Good. That scares me when you do that.
Well, he's not a fair barometer because he's 28 going on 60.
I don't care if he's a fair barometer. He's a barometer.
That's fair.
And
yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take it. We could get Ken in here. He's 112 years old, except for he's the same age as Grandy. Maybe a little older.
Yeah.
But whatever. Anyway, I just wanted a quick aside on that.
I just think the idea of arrogance, and people think that Kyle is arrogant, and, you know, your reporting, your unsourced reporting from people who know him say, yeah, he's arrogant. They're all arrogant. You have to be arrogant. So if that's not it, I do think that part of it is the perception of the word you used earlier, genius. He never called himself a genius, but we all look at him with that laminated play sheet and this great offense that now a lot of teams run, yep, and the Shanahan way and what his dad did. And we all look at that and we think, well, you should be amazing. And when you're not, that's when people are like, dude, what's going on here?
We're just reading some things right now here on the Comcast business text line that, Dibs, you might find interesting.
Okay. I find everything interesting.
Well, like, I wonder, I think you're right, although I think your numbers might be a little off when you say...
Some numbers are numbers.
Well, numbers are numbers, but I'd like to give you my numbers. I actually don't have any numbers right now.
I have numbers.
I know you do, and they're good numbers, and we'll get to those. But when you say only a tiny bit of the fan base feels this way, you sort of package that as the wanting him fired crew. I get that, but there's another crew that I'm talking to, and I actually think it might be the majority, which is not the I want him fired crew. The I want him fired crew, you're on the fringe. And it's okay if you are, but I hope y'all know that. You're on the fringe. You're over here. You swung the pendulum all the way over here. Maybe I'm over on the other end. Kyle, I'd love to take him to dinner.
Can I live at your house?
Yeah, so fine. If guilty, whatever. I think he's great, but fine. If you want to make me, but the middle, I think the pack is short on patience for Kyle Shanahan. I think there's a lot of frustration that's directed toward him. And by the way, again, I want to go back to the start because, for example, Jimmy Jack here. Let's see. Oh, Willard, you always have some excuse for the Niners, and you pat them on the head, and you're so damn soft, and he's making millions of dollars. Whoops, you just told on yourself. You're jealous about money. That's fine. I'm not patting anyone on the head. Let's go back to the beginning. What did I say? Okay, he's not Andy. Okay, he's sucked this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, his side of the ball is the bigger problem, at least today. 3 weeks ago, it was the other side. Well. But fine, his side of the ball has had some high-profile 0 point second half Arizona, Kansas City game. Sure, like we can do all of that, and I will acknowledge the availability and acceptability of your current frustration with Kyle Shanahan. My question is not, should you be mad this year? My question is, why don't you have more patience for somebody who has clearly been really good and, oh, by the way, has been in this position multiple times before and he's gotten you out of it every time?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Well, maybe the patience is wearing thin when he's been here now 8 years. This is year eight, and you've won zero Super Bowls, and you've been to a couple, and you've been close, and you've blown leads. And you go back to Atlanta when he was the offensive coordinator, and I'm not going back to Atlanta because I don't go back to Atlanta, but many fans go back to Atlanta, and you were up 28-3. And in fact, when he got the ball back, it was 28-9, and he was the coordinator, so we can play with that all we want, but they blew a 28-3 lead in Atlanta, and he's come here, and he's blown 20 leads in the fourth quarter, and you had two leads in the Super Bowl, and you couldn't close it out, and Andy Reid owns you, and now you're 3-4 again, and you got Trey Lance hurt, and all the rest of the things you want to, like, throw logs on the fire, and I'm only doing this to represent the people, because we don't have enough phone lines for everyone to call in, but I do think that's a lot of it. He's arrogant, he's a choker, and he can't close.
Do you believe those three things?
I think he's arrogant.
Okay, do you believe he's a choker?
I don't know what a choker is as a coach, because if Jimmy G hits Emmanuel Sanders on that play, Jimmy G overthrew him. Is that Kyle's fault? Seemed like he schemed up a play that was going to work. Well, and last year in the Super Bowl, if the blocker goes the right way and blocks the right guy, and Ayuk is open, so I don't think that he's a choker.
Or this year.
The idea of him not being able to close is something I would like to examine.
Okay.
Because they have, and I don't know what the
total.
You
don't want to put that this year on the players? Ronnie Bell, catch the ball. Jordan Mason, don't drop it.
Sure, but I also.
5-2.
I also look at a special teams unit that is second to last in football in DVOA.
All right, people want to weigh in. Why doesn't he get more slack? I'm not arguing you shouldn't be mad. Just why doesn't he get a little more room with the 4 out of 5 years NFC title game? That's all I'm asking. Just why doesn't he get a little more room? I'd argue more patience is warranted. 888-957-9570. Your call's next. Greg Cosell and Dibs fight in the town square in a little over a half hour. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.